Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Keeping a secret from you, lying right to your face, let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Josh.
Hey, Josh, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I've been dating this girl since, like, I don't know, like before summer started. And I really like her.
Okay, what is the girl's name?
Her name is Grace.
Grace. Josh and Grace. Sounds like a sitcom. Okay, so you really like her, but...
Yeah, so, no, it's kind of weird. Like, we both like each other. We went from friends to dating and now basically in a relationship. We've done everything physically with each other. but for some reason, she refuses to spend the actual night with me. Like overnight.
Okay, so back up for a second. You said you're basically in a relationship, right?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I haven't officially, like, asked her to be my girlfriend, but neither one of us are seeing anybody else.
Okay, and you're mad because she won't spend the night with you? I mean, maybe make it official first, you know? I mean, that kind of stuff is important to some people.
Well, no, I mean, no, it's not like we haven't had sex. We've done that, a ton of times, and it's great. But, I mean, when it comes time for, like, actual bed, sleeping, she refuses to stay at my apartment. And if I'm at her place, she asks me to leave.
Oh, so she won't physically sleep in the same bed as you then?
Yeah. I mean, we've done all the other stuff. I just can't figure out why she won't sleep
okay.
in the same bed as me.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you asked her? Have you said, you know, why are you leaving to find out?
No. I mean, I'm like trying to be respectful, so I just kind of let it go. And
so she won't spend the night at your apartment?
No. And she won't let me spend the night at hers either.
Okay, so it's not a matter of, like, your place is, you know, pigsty or something like that.
No. It's because it's the same when we're at her place, too.
Okay, so then it's not an intimacy thing. Were you around when we had a dude who was like this? He wouldn't spend the night, and then we found out it was because he had sleep apnea, and he had to have the whole mask and the whole breathing machine when he slept. Do you remember that?
No, I actually do remember that story. I don't think I was working with you yet, but I do remember that.
Maybe it's something like that, Josh. Maybe she has, you know, night terrors, or she needs the whole mask and the machine to sleep.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's a possibility, but, like, I've been in her bed tons of times, and I've never seen any of that stuff laying around her room.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she probably doesn't leave it out in the open if it's a source of awkwardness for her. I know I wouldn't.
I got a question. Have you ever just fallen asleep with her, like maybe taken a nap?
Okay, we did take a nap once. We both fell asleep watching this movie on her couch one night or something, but then she woke up and she told me she was going to bed and she would call me tomorrow, and I left.
Weird. Okay, so let's get some guesses here. In fact, we usually do all the guessing on this show. Let's open this up to everybody. Text us your guess as to the reason for something like this. I'm going with the sleep apnea and the big mask and the equipment and stuff like that. What about you?
No, I'm going to go with she sleepwalks, you know, like big time Ambien sleepwalks where you get out of bed, make a sandwich, go to your closet and eat it, you know, weird stuff.
Okay, hold on. Shaggy's in the other studio getting us ready to call her. He just held up a sign that says, hang on, I'm reading it. Axe out her nightmares. Oh, he spelled nightmares wrong.
Of course.
Okay. Axe out her nightmares. Look it up. It's a real thing. I think he's been watching too much Stranger Things. All right, Josh, hang on a second. I'll put you on the Shag. We'll get her number, and we'll call Grace up when we come back next, okay?
All right, cool. Thanks, Shag.
This number...
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Grace, please?
This is Grace.
Hey, Grace. It's Natalia. I am from the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We are just fine. So listen, I'm calling because your man, Josh, won an overnight stay at the Williamsburg Winery, which is so nice, and he chose you to be his guest. So I'm calling to make all the arrangements for you guys. I hope that's okay with you.
Oh my gosh, are you serious? Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so we got all of Josh's info down, so we're totally good with that. But he did mention to us that he wasn't sure if you guys wanted a room with one bed or two in it. You know, sometimes people who spend the night like to have their own bed. You know, I really like to stretch out and my man snores, so you might want your own space.
Oh, no, yeah. One bed is fine.
Okay, and we can also do an arrangement where you each get your own separate rooms if you want. They could be adjoining rooms, but you each could have your own room, like, totally with your own bed.
No, I think just the one room would be fine, even though I probably love the extra closet space.
So would I. Okay, so one room with one bed.
Yeah, that's great. I'm so excited. I've never spent the night there before.
Oh my gosh, it's so great. You're going to love it.
Hey Grace, can I interrupt real quick?
Sure.
This is Nick, by the way. So when Josh won, he told me straight up, we're going to need two rooms. She prefers to sleep by herself. And we were all kind of guessing why that was. Josh had said that, you know, you guys are a couple, and you've certainly done couple things together, but you don't spend the night together. And I asked him why, and he said, you know, that's just the way she prefers it. But now we're all wondering why. Like, it's really none of our business. If you don't want to tell us, I completely understand. But we kind of have a bet going on about the reason.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes. Is it because you have like one of those sleep apnea masks, like with the machine and all that, or?
No. No, it's definitely not that. Do you really want to know the reason?
Yes. If you feel like telling us, yes.
Okay, so this is going to sound ridiculous. So I was raised Southern Baptist. My grandma was a very strict Southern Baptist. And she told all the girls in our family, never share your bed with a man you're not married to, and never let him share his bed with you. And that was like, yeah, like her one big rule.
So never share your bed if you're not married. But I mean, you and Josh at this point, I mean, you've certainly, how do I put this? You've certainly crossed the threshold of intimacy, right?
We have.
Okay.
But we don't share each other's beds. I know it sounds cuckoo crazy, and I never used to follow that rule, but every boyfriend I've had has cheated on me, and my grandma said that that's why, because I shared my bed with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but if you stay with him overnight at the winery, you're sharing a bed.
It is, but it's not sharing my bed, and he's not sharing his bed.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So it's a third-party bed. It's neither of your beds.
Yep, exactly.
You are one wacky Southern Baptist, lady.
I know, right?
Okay, well, can you hang up for a second while we get all your info straightened out?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so Josh, did you hear all that?
Yeah, I sure did.
So are you okay with that?
I mean, if I have to book a few hotel nights here and there, that's fine with me. I mean, to me, she's worth it.
So, oh, my God. Yeah, that's so sweet.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll take care of the first one of these events, okay? We'll have Shag get on the phone with our friends from the Williamsburg Winery, and then we'll hook you guys up, okay?
That's amazing. Are you serious?
Yeah, we got a few connections over there. So hang on the line for a second, okay?
Awesome. No problem. Thanks, guys, so much. I really appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.